What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and we're going to be here. Well, Lance will be here till 9:30. Is Raheel here, or did he go to Washington, Lance said, or where did he go? He was going to go fight. Where did he go?
He's gone, and he's doing some protesting today.
He's protesting a statue?
He's protesting Kyler Murray tweets.
Oh.
Because he's a Sooner, mostly.
Well, did he put his horns down? Did Kyler put his horns down at any point?
He's processing that, too.
Which is worse, his tweets or horns down right now? No question. You get penalized, and you have to apologize for horns down. So,
wait,
the tweets, you just have to apologize.
Do you have to apologize? Because Brecken Hager had to apologize for saying, "Oh, you sucks." Remember, he had to apologize for hurting Oklahoma's feelings by saying, "Oh, you suck."
Right.
I mean, it's just, hey, when are y'all going to apologize, John?
What am I going
to? LSU fans for telling everyone to bleep your bleep in the stands.
What about
bleep that tiger bleep? When are y'all going to?
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
What? Did you see the video of that fan, by the way?
What?
World Star Hip Hop? That guy came out and told the story about what happened. He said he didn't ask a question. I turned and slapped his face. You can't challenge a man in front of his family like that and not get your face slapped.
I think you were out. I think we played the audio from that when he recounted what happened.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Okay.
Would y'all be so upset if it was a little girl he was touching or something like that?
Yeah. So y'all bleeped it, obviously.
Yeah,
that was pretty tight. When are you gonna apologize to other people for telling y'all to suck your tiger bleeps in the stands? All of y'all say that.
I don't think it's...
All of your people say that.
It's not offensive. That's not offensive. Horns down, offensive.
Telling people to bleep your tiger bleeps?
Yep, not offensive.
Yes, that's extremely offensive.
No.
Well, you know what? I expect an apology to every SEC West fan who played in Tiger Stadium this week.
Oh, really? Because what does Alabama do? What does Alabama do every fourth quarter?
What do they do?
They tell Auburn.
Kind of sit on leads. Or?
They said bleep Auburn and bleep LSU too. So
they
there
say
you
that?
Go.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know some of these SEC traditions. SEC! SEC! What are you guys like? Some woman on Cops who's like, don't take him away. We love him. He didn't mean to do it. Y'all all hate each other, but and yet then, you cheer for each other in the bowl games. It
then it's like family.
It's ridiculous.
That's right. Look at Gronk. Gronk should have made that tackle if he didn't fall down.
Yeah, so Raheel may or may not be in when he's done protesting. There's a lot of people. Kyler Murray wins a Heisman, and immediately the new trend is when you something big happens for you, like an all-star announcement for Hader.
Who
or
are this, these people that do this?
There is a cabal of treacherous people searching, going as far back as they can to find anything.
What this kind is the of first life, time Kyler What kind got, of life do you have, though, if this is your... When someone has success, that you go back to look for whatever you can to make them miserable. What kind of life are you living? Are you like the lowest form of scum?
Yeah, I mean, you're just...
You can't stand that someone else has something...
Well, you're just... You just want to be part of something, and you're going to... I don't know. I can't explain it.
No, honestly.
People are going back searching. I mean, Kyler Murray right now is, 21, 22? So they went back and searched 7 years until they found something that they could get him with. They did it for Josh Allen when he was in high school and was quoting lyrics and just being dumb. And Hader they got. I mean, they're going to continue. These athletes have to understand that this is not... This is not things you say when you are literally, if you're going to be a really big time player, Zion Williamson better be scrubbing everything on his page. Everything. Well,
why have it? Don't put it on your page. I mean, I think that will be the lesson going forward from these baseball players and from Kyler Murray.
Don't tweet
crap like that.
That's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
That's not going to happen. You're not going to stop it. Because first of all, when you're young, no one thinks they're ever going to be famous anyway. Well, I mean, they might want to be famous, but they don't think there's going to be any repercussions for this.
When Kyler was a starting quarterback in high school when he was 14 and 15.
So when he was 14 and 15, the internet, Twitter was like 3 years old. He didn't think anything he tweeted. He probably didn't even remember he had it.
Well, probably not.
And frankly, he probably thought that, well, that's not going to get me in trouble, dude.
He's from Allen, Texas. They probably call each other that word all the time.
He's like, that's not even, that word is actually used. The word was queer. And the word is used as a as actually a PC term. It's a PC.
I don't know how to put it. I guess you could say it's been taken back by the LGBTQ community. Now they will call
it's queer lifestyle.
It's not a derogatory term.
No, it's not. And not only is it not
amongst that group, but
It is actually not even used. It's not even considered a slur when used. As
well, Kyler Murray was not. Don't we have
right?
But isn't exactly. It something that's odd and strange?
Why would they would probably say no? We're not odd or strange.
Well, they no, but well, yes. Isn't that the definition of it?
Yes, in the '50s.
Yes, but
well, no, in today too. That's still the.
It's the.
Let's look it up.
It's the official definition. But when no you're one talking says about that. Really,
what do you mean? No one says that.
My grandma.
If you
Zerline
have an odd
that.
Line, okay. What if you have?
You
if
usually say weird.
Strange.
Usually say strange.
Strange. The first thing that comes up when you look up in the dictionary, strange, odd. That's the definition of the word.
Because those are the words that get used most frequently. Strange, odd, or weird.
Yeah, well, that's
like,
right.
Like I said, Grandma Maxine might have said, ooh, I don't even know how to, I don't even know what the context would be. My grandma's not talking about point spreads.
Obviously still... Your grandmother and I both. That's a queer line.
My grandma didn't look at point spreads.
Well, how do you know she didn't? There were two nuns that were out gambling in Vegas, embezzling money from a Catholic school. Did you see that story?
Was it in the 50s, 60s, or 70s?
Today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Not when Grandma Zerline would have been looking.
Well, Grandma Zerline might be. If those nuns
Here's
are
the
out,
numbers.
Are out
she'd
playing numbers
wait.
In Vegas,
she'd
maybe
have to
Grandma
wait
Zerline
in Lenora,
was.
Kansas, for the paper to come, the evening paper, and hope that there was a section in Lenora that had point spreads.
That's right. That's right. Everybody
I like how
did.
You're ignoring. Yeah, keep on prattling on about nonsense and try to avoid that your team, the Glory Boys, did not stand up to Indianapolis Colts. And now look like one of the worst teams in football with a one-game losing streak. They went from being the best in football to the worst.
No, they're not the worst in football. They're not the worst team by any stretch of the imagination.
It feels like it.
It doesn't feel like it to me, just because they've given up 397 and 399 yards in back-to-back games. Passing. Yeah, just passing.
Nothing to be concerned with there.
It is interesting that when they start facing quarterbacks who are actually, you know, above trash.
They face no quarterbacks, and then they get to Baker, who is going to challenge for Rookie of the Year now offensively. He and Saquon are, I would imagine, the two front runners. Saquon had a big game yesterday. But Baker's going to challenge for Rookie of the Year. He had a bunch of yards. He did not have a good game against Texans. Andrew Luck had a good and an efficient game. And for the 17th time in a row, T.Y. Hilton tore the ass out of the defense without really even trying.
This is his house.
They can't run. The only guy that can run on the defense and even remotely run is your boy Jonathan Joseph, and he can't really run anymore.
Now,
and Kareem, you have nobody to match. Well, you have no speed to match up with them. Sharice Wright.
You know what's encouraging, though, is that at some point you might get to face Tyreek Hill and
Travis Kelce.
Yeah. And those guys. So that is encouraging.
You can't cover T.Y., who is fast, by the way. But come on now. I mean, but you don't have it on your roster. And by the way, Aaron Colvin, we've got sound from Bill O'Brien. You know, no one really realizes this. Aaron Colvin, who was brought in to be the third corner, not playing, only on special teams. And Bill O'Brien was asked about it. He's like, oh, we're just trying to put the guys out there, give us the best chance to win.
And that was Sharice Wright?
And that's Sharice Wright over Aaron Colvin, who you spent money on.
Sometimes when the opponent's fan base laughs at you for acquiring one of their players, you should take heed.
I'm always concerned with that. When Uncle Chaps clowned the Texans for getting, who was the wide receiver that always got hurt? From the Jacksonville Jaguars, was here just like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that, Dale?
I can't remember.
It started with a C.
Little number 80? Well, he's not little, but as far as receivers are concerned, he was 80 for the Jags. I don't know what his number
I think
was
so.
The Texans. Is he the one who caught
He got hurt and he got hurt against the Falcons.
And he was basically, and Chaps goes, that's hilarious. He'll be hurt within the first two days.
And against the Falcons, he was hurt, remember?
Great in the preseason.
When the Texans were down by 40.
He looked great in the preseason. And then sure enough, his name will come to me in a second, or Twitter will just give it to me.
Yeah.
But sure enough, you know, nothing there. The Texans yesterday, there was a lot of recurring themes. Deshaun Watson simply can't process blitzes in his face and get rid of the ball. He just can't do it.
Cecil Shorts,
there it is. Good job.
84, yeah.
Yep.
Cecil Shorts. Deshaun can't process blitzes. It's just, it moves too quickly for him, and he hangs on to it, and he can't see and release. He's going to take a zillion sacks. You had Bill O'Brien slow rolling a halftime play clock. You had Jadeveon Clowney jumping off sides at incredibly inopportune times when everyone knew that it was coming, where they were going to try to draw him off sides. You had the inability to stop T.Y. Hilton. There's a recurring theme of a lot of different things that happened yesterday in the Texans game. And after a 9-game winning streak, you come home, and, you know, I know we both thought the Colts were a little trickier. I still think the Eagles will be a tricky game there, although the Dallas Cowboys beat them yesterday. But the Texans are not going to sashay to 13 straight wins. And now, after they lose at home to the Colts and you see them get worked by a quarterback, they still aren't facing good quarterbacks from this point forward. I can tell you this, Carson Wentz doesn't look like a good quarterback right now either. I mean, Carson Wentz, I think, is going to be a really good quarterback, but he's not having a good year, and the Eagles were awful in the first half, much better in the second half, and they lost the Cowboys. But
look at the difference in them since Amari Cooper got there.
But this is what makes me, you know, we talked about, could the Texans, you know, compete with Kansas City? This is why I just don't think they can compete with Kansas City. I don't see how in the world they can match up defensively against KC's speed. It's just they just don't have it on their team. It doesn't exist on their roster.
Brian Gaines got to get team speed. There's no question.
And that's what he tried to do in this last. I mean, Justin Reed's fast. That roster was so devoid of speed.
Yeah.
They really, after yesterday, tackle is going to maybe have to wait until the second round. They're going to have to get a cornerback early. And I've heard from a little bird that they're doing a lot of work on your boy right now, Greedy Williams, a lot.
How are they going to move up that high? Get him when they're winning the Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. How are you going to go from 32 to 3?
That's not how I thought it was the best. Isn't it the best record? Or is if you win a Super Bowl, you automatically.
No, Super Bowl is 32. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How are you going to do it? How are you going to go from 32?
We just talked about the Chiefs.
To 3.
We just heard about.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you going to go from 32 to 3? That's my answer.
By the way, how are the Rams going to win the Super Bowl if they have to play the Bears?
They're not going to have to go on the road.
In Chicago, that cold. I had Bears. I love the Bears yesterday in that cold.
Well, they probably would have to travel to the Saints, right? That's the most.
Yes. Now they're going to have to travel to the Saints after yesterday. And the Saints didn't look all that, dude. How about their first half against the Bucs? And how about Jameis Winston coming over and yelling at his center for having an offside for a penalty? What?
Oh, my God. I didn't even see this formation they ran.
Oh, yeah. On the touchdown soul?
Did you see who all they had in the game? The Bears?
Yeah.
Roy Robertson, Harris, Akeem, Nick, all these defensive players. Yeah. And then they throw a touchdown pass to Kyle Long. It was Long?
No, it was Sowell.
Oh, Jared Sowell?
Yeah.
Oh, my dad coached Jared Sowell.
He did.
And he did a little, you see him do a little dance after he scored? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you see?
I didn't see the text.
Did you have any issues having relations this weekend? Well, if you did, then here's my deal is you
Look,
need.
What's your deal?
My deal is go to forhims.com/John5.
Okay.
That's my deal. Okay. And listen, people are doing it. And the reason that they're doing it is because they're saving big bucks. Not only are they getting the help that they need, all they have to do is go. All you have to do is go to forhims.com/John5, and you're going to get the best price too. I don't know that it's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous that it's just $5 the first month while supplies last, because they have the generic equivalent of what you're spending. Hundreds of dollars on. It's the generic equivalent, and it's about the same thing. So if you're looking for a great way to save a bunch of money and have those relations when you want, have that confidence in the boudoir that you're looking for, all you have to do is go to forhims.com/John5. $5 for the first month. Ridiculous. All online. Talk to a doctor. You'll love it. forhims.com/John5.
Ready? From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.
Never able to get into a rhythm. Our first down offense was terrible. I mean, it was awful. We lost yards on first down. I mean, probably between 8 to 10 times today. I mean, it was awful. You losing 2, you're 2nd and 12. Lose 4. We lost 4 one time. We ran an outside zone, lost 4 yards. We're 2nd and 14. So, it, when those things happen, you know, it's really just the whole unit starting, you know, with me and making sure that I do a better job this week with them.
All right, 719 ESPN 97.5. Bill O'Brien got a little spicy in the post-game conference.
Not happy after the loss. Here's an example. Somebody asked him, Coach, with 4 minutes to go, this is a real question. We just don't have the question on audio. Coach, with 4 minutes to go, the fans started booing. Did you hear the boos, and what did you think of the boos?
Nothing. I'm so focused on calling the game. I'm not thinking about the crowd. You know, I love the Houston fans, but I'm trying to do as good a job as I can for the team, which wasn't good enough today. Bill, is that the best question? I mean, we got to have better questions than that.
I'll try.
One loss, and he's back to salty Bill. You know, he was, you know, trying to be lovable. It's 9 straight wins. Everybody's, you know, big.
He wanted to let it go, and he just and can't. No. He answered it. It's one of those, you know, Gary Kubiak had to answer questions he didn't like, and then. He always bit his tongue. Bill O'Brien just can't. He just can't. Is that the best question?
Is that
we got to do better than that. He just can't let it go. What are you doing?
I'm looking at Chris Collinsworth slide in, and then a bar just goes crazy. Did you see? Have you seen this? Al Michaels is there, and Chris Collinsworth slides into the picture, and these people all go nuts. Is this something that – am I missing something? Is that a thing?
I have no idea that's a thing. That's obviously some kind of drinking game because Al Michaels – it's always been a Monday Night Football thing, too, where John Gruden all of a sudden – the camera pans slightly, and then John Gruden walks in at the same time. And I don't know, it must be something slighted. What does the tweet say? This whole bar acts like they won a World Series. That's what it looks like. People start throwing beer in the air. What is this?
Oh, that must be fake. Reagan says that's fake.
Oh, it is?
It must be they just put that on the TV, and this is someone celebrating some kind of a win. Oh, I get it. Edited.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny. That is funny. I don't why people have too much time. You have way too much time if you go looking for Kyler Murray's tweets from when he was 14 years old or when you change the video from a World Cup victory to Chris Collinsworth sliding in.
That's probably what it was. Yeah. I am convinced that there is a group and that we'll one day see a movie about it. A cabal known as something, you know, like Twitter Underground or I don't know, something that's pretty basic, where you have a room of 12 to 14 people searching and running algorithms of young athletes or athletes and entertainers and stuff searching Twitter to scan back as far as they can to see if they can find keywords and phrases where they can get them. I mean, that's really what it feels like. Somebody held on to Josh Allen's, right? They held on. They waited until draft. They hung on to Josh Hader's. They hung on to Kyler Murray's. This is timed with him at a Heisman Trophy. This is an intentional act. People are doing this intentionally. We know that Laramie Tunsil's gas mask for
that was his
mom's ex-boyfriend who he had beef that he kicked his tail, but that was his ex, his mom's ex boyfriend who was holding on to that to try to embarrass him. That was the first time I remember it, though. The Laramie Tunsil footage being released on draft day, tweeted from his account, was the first time that I remember a gotcha moment like that. And now we're starting to see it in Twitter. And this isn't the last time. These are intentional.
But that's understandable in that it has it's somebody that had beef with him. This is people just digging up. It doesn't matter what. The kid that got bullied in the car. Well, we have to find his mom with a Confederate flag. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why would you spend your time doing that, trying to hurt someone that you don't even know? I don't understand that.
That's just Twitter.
Twitter's
not a good person.
No, Twitter isn't a good person. I think these people are way worse than. You know, Kyler Murray, he was a dumb 14-year-old. Oh, well, 14-year-olds are dumb. They do dumb things. This person is mean-spirited and ugly person.
No doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, it just makes you feel like you accomplished something.
Well, in your life, that's what you accomplished in your life? That's going to be on your tombstone?
No, that's what I Twitter thinks. I found
Kyler Murray's queer
and you know
tweets.
What? And you know what? It's going to kill...
Look at me.
Whoever that person is, it's going to kill them that they don't get to have the recognition. Although, I did see... The first place that I saw it come out, actually, was some random guy who had three screenshots and said, this is ridiculous. This should not define Kyler Murray's career or something like that. And he's got all three of the screenshots, and it almost felt like he was putting it out there. Like that was...
Kind of a backhanded...
If I go back and look at it, I think that's probably the guy who did it, who went and found it and said, this is ridiculous. This should not define Kyler Murray. But here they are. Here are three screenshots with him calling up someone queer. And I just want you to look at this and know that this does not define him, but you need to see it. And I found him. So I don't know if I get some Bitcoin for this or do I get marketplace value for Fortnite or what do I get for this?
Yeah.
Nothing, I don't think.
That is funny. All right, 713-780-3776.
It was a crazy, let me tell you something. That was one of the craziest Sundays we've seen in a long, long time. The Houston Texans, the favorites in the AFC to win and to be a Super Bowl champ, somehow lost. And somehow T.Y. Hilton had a big game. And somehow O'Brien was out coached. And somehow Jadeveon Clowney jumped off sides in an opportune time.
Somehow Joe Webb is a big part of the team now.
Well, it's because all your Because Kiki QT passed. Well, the passing of Kiki QT, we're going to have a remembrance.
Sammy Coates was back.
Sammy's not a slot, though.
No, I know, but he was catching punts or for kickoffs or something. And I guess he's not a slot, but I just Joe Webb's a slot.
Well, you had the other
Kiki QT died.
Kiki QT, and then who was the other one that got? Oh, and DeAndre Carter.
Yeah,
DeAndre Carter got hurt on the kick return. He got smacked. Concussion protocol, I believe. And then so they're left with, I guess we got Joe Webb. But that begs the question, do you have to play the third quarterback or can you go to more 12 tight end sets
They did a lot of number fives, too. But at the beginning of the game, it was mostly 12.
An excessive amount of number fives.
And 83's catching passes. He's catching one-handed passes all over the place. Yeah, throw him the ball more instead of Joe Webb. What is Joe Webb? What? I was like, what the hell?
I know.
This is what it's come to. It's come to Sharice Wright trying to somehow stay within 10 yards of T.Y. Hilton and Joe Webb catching bubble screens. This is what our lives have come to.
Uh-huh.
This is it.
Yep.
This is what the greatest team in the AFC has come to.
Joe Webb. Well, you can't keep people healthy. You can't expect Kiki QT to play anymore.
Well,
he plays a jinxed position. It's a position that's been inhabited by so many jinxed players that, I mean, right now Braxton Miller's somewhere going, trick ass.
Where is he? Is he a bouncer at a bar doing this?
No one knows.
Where? Where is Braxton Miller doing this?
He's somewhere at Ohio State.
He's in Columbus doing something.
Yeah, he's in Columbus. No, I don't know. He's probably somewhere.
He's with
somewhere.
The Eagles.
Is he on a team? Or is he
practice squad?
He's on a practice squad? I thought he's been in the league for 7 years. How is he in a practice squad?
How many games did he
have to be?
I thought practice squad, you had to be in the first 2 years.
No.
You have to play a certain amount of games.
Play.
He doesn't play. He's fine. He can be practice squad for three more years.
QT can be on there too, I guess, forever, because he never plays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. 727.
Oh, he's got practice squad value right now. Yeah. He's still eligible. Trust me.
Don't worry. Nobody's going to pick him up because that's all you get is a hamstring. That's it. That's what you get. You get a hamstring.
Well, one hamstring.
You get one. That's all you get.
I mean, in all honesty, I don't know why they weren't just going to primarily Akins and Thomas and Griffin sets.
Yeah.
Any combination.
You know what? That's what you got. That's what you're going to have to play with.
Because Joe Webb was not a threat. Not really. Not to catch the football. It wasn't the end of the world. When we come back, we really do need to talk about Deshaun's. Deshaun is just not progressing with his ability to handle pressure.
No.
I mean, handle pressure from the pocket. I talked to the Colts, obviously, and they just said, we just had to, all you got to do is keep Deshaun in the pocket. That's how you got to beat the Texans. And it's easier said than done. It's hard to do that. But if you can keep Deshaun in the pocket, you can scheme against him and force him into mistakes.
Anybody? Have you ever seen anybody hold the ball as long as
Roethlisberger?
Roethlisberger used to. Yeah, back in the day. Oh my goodness, though it is. It's just like Deshaun.
Teams are starting to know they can delay
quicker decisions.
Delay the blitz.
All right, 713-780-3776. 729. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
It was decent. I mean, the plays I try to make, missed two deep shots, missed DT, missed hop, kind of rushed it on the deep balls. But outside of that, you know, we'll sit there and watch the film. We create things on the sideline and everyone on offense could have played better, but, I mean, games like that happen, and it's a good learning lesson for us to watch the film and correct it.
Is this correctable with Deshaun? It's certainly – the game, they say after time, let's not forget he's only been doing this for a little over a year now. What is it, 20 games he's played?
Yeah.
So the game slows down, right, for everybody. The game just slows down, and – the game has got to slow down for him because it must be way too fast because he holds the ball for so long. He's not making snap decisions. Very few of his plays are in rhythm, right?
Yeah.
It just seems like...
I think the game has slowed down in some sense. It still hasn't, though, for delayed blitzes. I think if he knows a blitz is coming and can recognize it, he can respond a little quicker. But I still think that – it still doesn't feel like he has a good pre-snap plan of what he wants to do with the ball based on coverage.
And then sometimes it seems like there was one D-hop pass, a slant near the goal line that it was he was going to D-hop them. There were two guys on him, and it didn't matter.
Sometimes
he was going to nuke.
And that's where I call it a post-snap plan, where you can think you're going to do something. How quickly can you change your strategy based on coverage or based on what happens? And that is where I think a lot of young quarterbacks have issues with pre-snap and post-snap plans. Like, Deshaun doesn't get off of his decisions easily, his first reads. If this is what he wants to do pre-snap, he's going to do it. And it's usually going to be D-hop. And until he can't be a truly great quarterback until he gets better at that. Because the whole take what a defense gives you, if a defense gives you something and you wear them out with what they're giving you, then you have a chance to be great. If they give you something and you still won't take it because you are just so locked in on whatever it is that you decide you want to do before the ball's even been snapped, that's a problem because you're predictable. And their offense was predictable. And you can call it play calling or whatever, but part of it is your quarterback cannot be predictable in terms of how he handles coverages or blitzes. Like, you've got to keep teams – it's a play caller and a quarterback's job to keep defenses on their toes. And the Texans didn't do that. And, man, credit to the Colts. The Colts have had a defense that has been up and down, but they really – they shut down the Texans' run game. They didn't shut it down, but they did a good job against it. And then Hopkins had 36 – when's the last time you saw four catches for 36 yards? Is this his lowest output of his career? I don't remember anything this low.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Throw the damn ball to 10. I think that's a pretty good plan. When all else fails,
he already does that. You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, throw the ball to 10.
He's gonna.
You know what? Get the ball to 10. And you know what? A lot of that is on Bill O'Brien. Has to devise, and he has to make sure that 10 gets the ball. And you know, I know he's not. We don't know anything.
But if they double team 10,
we have to have better questions than that.
But if they double team 10, you got to go. I mean, maybe throw the ball to 87.
Yeah,
if they're double teaming 10, I don't know. I can't see.
I don't care who you know what 83 whatever 84 caught a bunch of balls yesterday, and it seems like he's more in rhythm when he's throwing to the tight ends.
It really does. You know what? It really does. When Deshaun is finding tight ends early in the game, It's always like it's going to be a good game. You can go find DeAndre whenever you want. When he's finding tight ends, it's almost always a good sign.
And it seems like that's the play. There's no improv at all. It seems like, okay, he's dropped back. Oh, that's a route. And maybe even it's a secondary route because D-Hop has somebody on him or is being double covered. But he seems like he throws on time to those guys as opposed to waiting, looking, throw a couple of steps here and there, step up in the pocket, and then get smashed.
Deshaun did get another touchdown pass. His 20 straight games with an offensive touchdown is the second longest streak by a player to start his career. Since 1970, Jameis Winston had 28 straight games. According to Next Gen Stats, four of Watson's five sacks taken took more than 4 seconds time to record a sack. That's a ton of time, folks. 2.5 is the norm, 2.6. Deshaun, four of his five sacks, he had at least four seconds. That's very telling.
Yeah.
No. That is very telling. Those are under.
Do you know last year Deshaun had the most time before he threw the ball in the league in his seven games last year?
Yeah,
he took more time than anybody else to throw the ball.
I know, and
the, see, I bet this
the
year,
O-line will get blamed
this
for
year's
everything.
Not going to be much different. I would imagine
the O-line will get blamed for everything, but that's really like some of that you had just have to place on the quarterback. That's all there is to it. How about this? This is DeAndre Hopkins' lowest receiving total since week six of last year when he had 19 yards. This is his fourth straight game without 100 yards receiving. Four straight for DeAndre Hopkins. It's his longest streak since weeks 3 through 16 in 2016 where he had 13 different games.
Do you need to bench him?
I don't think so.
Do you think you should bench
him? What I'm telling you is I think defenses are probably taking him out with some of their game planning.
And
Deshaun's got to I don't know. He's got to find a way to win. You gave away a draft pick for Demaryius Thomas.
Well, I mean, everybody, let's not forget, though, they had been winning up until yesterday with this formula. Even though he wasn't getting 100 yards, they were still winning.
Well, then, so you go back to what was the formula? What's the formula for winning? It was running the football and efficient quarterback play. That was what the strategy was against the Browns. Who was before the Browns? Titans?
Yeah.
Titans on Monday Night Football was, it was tight ends. Jordan Thomas had, or actually Demaryius had two touchdowns in that game. Remember that?
Demaryius had two. And then last week it was Jordan that got one.
So it was finding other guys. I mean, I don't think you have to have, I don't think Deshaun, look, you can't just say one way is the only way to do it. It changes from game to game how you're going to do it.
Yep. Let's get Chuck in here on ESPN 97.5. Chuck, what's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
Hey, man, I hate Bill O'Brien, but guys, is it just me or did Romeo Crennel just get out of steam yesterday? They were protected with 6-7 guys. Max protected every time, and he never adjusted to it. Andrew Luck just carved us up like a Christmas turkey, man. I just don't understand that. Well, that was a good day.
Well, they try to play cover two also because, you know, you don't have a lot of wide receivers that can. Andrew Luck beat them with cover two. He beat them in man coverage. I mean, it was just more of the same. Andrew Luck wearing you out with Zach Pascal and T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. I've come to expect.
It's basically you can't run with people on the back end. That's all. I mean, a T.Y. Hilton, a Tyreek Hill is going to have a – oh, my God.
I know.
That doesn't seem like that's a good matchup for
– It doesn't feel like a good matchup, at least.
It doesn't feel like it's going to be fun at all. But
it feels like a bad matchup.
It does feel like kind of a bad matchup. Although, since the Steelers suck, they're going to be the 4 seed. They're going to have to go to Kansas City in week. The Texans are going to have to go to New England, and where they always take care of business.
Can you believe the Steelers have lost, what, 3 straight weeks? And they're still in the playoffs right now?
Because that's
like
division.
They can't win. They're losing to everybody. They're losing to everybody. The Raiders.
The Ravens have the best defense in the league. I mean, and they're 7-6. The Ravens are badass defensively.
Yeah.
They put it, I mean, they held Kansas City pretty much
they
in check.
They did a really good job, but I watched some of that one. Lamar Jackson's just, I mean, he's just not ready, but he still gives you a better chance of Flacco because he does make plays with his feet. So he at least gives you a shot other than he is definitely not ready as a passer. He's a long way away. But as a guy.
Did you see his touchdown pass or not? Okay.
I did.
Thank you.
As a guy who can, make plays on the ground, I mean, it's about making plays, and he can make some plays. But, from the pocket, he's not going to beat you, but. Right now, the Steelers aren't going to beat you at all. It was a crazy game. It was a crazy day yesterday. The Texans' 9-game win streak is over. You had Kansas City having to hang on, actually come from behind against Baltimore because their offense really, couldn't do anything. You had New England beat on the last play of the game, a 70-yard catch and lateral, two different laterals, and then you had Kenyon Drake, running back, taking it to the house over the course of about, I don't know, what, 40 yards it felt like? You had, what else did you have going on? You had,
how about no-look passes from Pat Mahomes? I mean, did you see that? And across his body, running full speed.
Oh, the Dallas and Philadelphia game went from 0 to 100. In a matter of seconds. It was the most boring game ever in the first half. And in the second half, it went bananas. And Dallas won on a deflected pass. It ended up in the hands of Amari Cooper for yet another touchdown.
And you mentioned the Steelers. They ran their own hook and ladder. Lateral.
Yep.
Worked. It worked. And then Chris Bosworth slipped on a kick.
Slipped in the field where
Boswell.
The Raiders play.
Boswell, yeah.
Shocking. Boswell slipped on the field where the Raiders play. That old trash factory.
Right. Well, you can't blame the field for missed field goals, though. That's what Chris said afterwards. But, yeah, if Smith-Schuster scores instead of going out of bounds like Kenyon Drake did.
Well, unlike the Patriots, the Raiders actually had a defensive player back there.
Right.
As opposed to Gronk.
As opposed to Gronk, like, Gronk not in game to make lateral play. Gronk there to hit ball. Oh, really? because they've deployed you on a 70-yard pass. Dell brought up the fact that it doesn't – you know what? And Tannehill, it wouldn't have mattered
even
anyway.
Even if Tannehill was healthy, he wasn't 70. Making that throw. But he's coming off shoulders.
The only guy that could throw at 70 plays for Kansas City. Yeah. That's the only guy. And you weren't playing Kansas City. So why is Gronk in the game? Why not put Cordarrelle Patterson in the game?
Well, he took out one of his better players. I think it was Devin McCourty, because both McCourty.
Oh, a guy who tackles in real life.
Safety? Yeah, that guy.
Why would you want that? A safety out there?
You know what safeties are for? Back-end support. And they're the final line of safety.
Which would have been appropriate when Kenyon Drake is running towards the end zone.
It feels like it. And then the Rams scored six. It looked to me like
Gronk was appropriate.
And then the Rams scored six.
Yeah.
That wasn't good.
No. Well, that Chicago defense, unfortunately, they're not going to have the home field. If you had to go through Chicago this year, Chicago could well be in the Super Bowl.
Let me tell you, man, Matt Nagy's done a hell of a job. And Ryan Pace went from on the verge of getting fired to Mitchell Trubisky's really coming along. They stole, I mean, it was an absolute gift. It's kind of like when Daryl Morey got James Harden. Like, are you sure we're getting Harden for Lamb and these guys?
Or it's like when the Mavericks got Luka Doncic.
Oh my god.
His 11 straight points.
Or when it was when
Luka,
they got Dirk.
How are you going to beat a Mavs team?
Well, they're actually better than you would think.
Yeah, but how are you going to beat them? Nobody can beat
them. The Rockets don't know cuz they don't beat them.
The Mavs are the only undefeated team left in the NBA now.
That's not
true. Well, they're not undefeated.
John. Well, yes, cuz the Rockets have no chance
it
of ever beating them again.
It just feels like
now that the Mavs have their next European superstar, it might be trouble for the Rockets.
Yeah, how about that? Again, they do this.
Rockets, by the way, 11-14.
I'm not sure if you know this, but Christmas is coming. And this year, how about giving her something that makes her feel hot and heats up your holiday?
Okay.
The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram. Huh? America's PJ experts. Because let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. It's the ultimate solution. Head-to-toe warm, cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footy styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others. It sounds hot, doesn't it? Pajamagram.com. Pajamagram.com. Best of all, you don't have to wrap. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift wrapping and delivery by Christmas, guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Lifetime. So you risk nothing here. So go to Pajamagram.com. Or right now, call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com. Tell them Granada with ESPN 97.5 sent you. It is awesome. If you've never been on this website and seen the stuff that they've got for her, awesome, awesome, awesome. Pajamagram.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
751 ESPN 97.5. All right, give your little theory here, Dell. What were you just talking about? Who wrote this?
I brought up the Brightburn trailer, which is something by James Gunn, who's now off guard to Galaxy 3 because he said some odd things on Twitter. So he's another guy who caught heat. But he's a big fan of Christopher Nolan, who made Man of Steel. He did the Batman series as well. It's the thought of what if Superman was a bleep head? What if he was a homicidal killer as opposed to, you know, this beacon of light to save this world? What if Superman came down from Krypton and decide, you know what, I want to kill all of you. So this is Brightburn. It's not really Superman. It's just a take on that whole thing, that whole story. But it's by James Gunn. The trailer's pretty creepy. It's set up just like almost Christopher Nolan's Man of Steel. And you just see this kid fall from the sky in the middle of nowhere with these two people who can't adopt. I mean, who haven't been able to have a kid. So they adopt him. And it turns out he doesn't want to help us.
He wants to kill us.
He wants to kill us.
It's an interesting.
What if that was it? What if that really happened?
It's an interesting premise.
We're about to find out.
What if Superman really did want to kill us all?
And you know what? We're already living that premise. It's called Twitter. It came to help us. Like, hey guys,
Twitter's not an alien with superpowers. You guys want
to
be able
to talk to people, and all of a sudden, is it trying to kill us? Yes.
No, I don't think it's trying to kill us.
Ask Kyler Murray.
He's not dead.
If Twitter and Boston Dynamics get together, we will be murdered.
Twitter doesn't fly around, doesn't have all Superman's power, doesn't have super strength.
No, but the robot dogs do.
The robots don't fly.
What?
The robots climb. What are you talking about?
Have you seen robot snake?
That's fine.
Have you seen robot dog? Have you seen flipping robot?
Unless they get heat vision and can fly and have the strength of, you know.
Oh, that's, yeah. Because that's so far in the future, at least 4 months.
All I'm saying is this kid can fly. He has heat vision, and he's killing waitresses in their own restaurant.
Right. Instead of helping them.
Yeah, he's not trying to save her.
He's throwing buses at people instead of catching them.
I know.
Yeah.
Yes, right? It is interesting to me.
And what if he could shoot lightning out of his eyes, Lance? Then you would die.
That'd be terrifying.
Yeah, so the movie is Brightburn. Elizabeth Banks is playing the Martha Kent role. She's not really named Martha Kent, but she's playing that role. So it looks like the homicidal version of Superman.
There would be no stopping him.
But we only see him as, I don't know if we're going to see him as an adult, because it's really Superman as a 12-year-old. So I'm not, but he already can fly.
See, I like
so instead of like loving Lois Lane, is he like just get hookers all the time, or just what does he do?
Tinder.
Well, he's only 12,
swipes right.
So I'm not sure if we're going to see him at a point where he's going to try to have sex with hookers.
Which is a swipe left or right when you try to hook up,
Dale? I think it's swipe right.
So he's just swiping around everything like.
He's not swiping right. This kid appears like he's not going to be asking for things. He's going to be taking them.
Well, I know. And he's going to get a hashtag.
Yeah, he just takes whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a hashtag in this movie?
We have to wait and find out.
I would hope so. Because it doesn't seem like he's a very considerate lover or person.
Well, he's 12. I don't know if any loving is going to be going on.
Is he like 12?
I kept saying that. He's only 12. I don't know.
You know what? That actually makes it more interesting if he's 12 as opposed to like, because then we can explain it off like, he was just a kid.
Right. You said Kyler Murray.
People on Twitter would be like, he's murdering because he does. Well, you guys, what were you doing? It's probably no worse than what you were doing when you were 12.
Well, what do you think?
Wait a minute. He's wrecking the world.
What do you think his mom's going to do the entire time? He could be changed. He just killed a waitress.
I know. His mom would be like, I'm just going to tell you this now, okay? He doesn't know who his father is. Came down from another planet, and he's really confused. And we're going to get him help. I don't think it's going to work.
In the trailer, he's chewing on a fork, like bending the metal as he's chewing it.
I got to see this.
So, Dell, did you watch the end of this game, or did you get out of it? Miami game.
I don't. Miami has put me in a place where I'm not going to watch the games anymore. What am I looking for? I'm looking for that disappointment.
Bandwagon.
No, I kept track, but I was watching a Texans game.
Do you still watch Watford? Or whoever your team
it's
is?
Fulham. No, I don't watch them either. I'm not getting up that early.
Who do you watch on sports now?
Now that college football season's over, I watch a lot of Netflix.
you're off your teams? You watch the Heat?
Yeah, I do, because they're playing the young guys, so I watch them now. Okay. If they're still playing their old guys, I wouldn't watch them. I kept track, and I was like, oh, he just made that field goal. After Minkah Fitzpatrick got called for the pass interference that put him down in the red zone, I was like, okay, this game's over. They kick a field goal.
I thought it was over.
It's definitely over. And then I'm looking at the highlights. I was like, I'm looking at Gamecast. Why is this play taking so long?
I know.
What's going on?
So I'm up here working, and I hear all of a sudden on the game, I've got a little stream on the TV so I can hear and flip between my work and the game, this Texans game. All of a sudden, so after the game, they switched the broadcast over to Kansas City and Baltimore. And all of a sudden I hear, what a crazy Sunday. Boy, this is a crazy game right here. What a crazy Sunday. Because Tony Romo is like, man, this is just crazy. Bring it on. More crazy. Or something like, especially, boy, you got the Dolphins winning. And I'm like, Dolphins winning? What? I had to go search for what it was. And sure enough, it was actually more crazy than I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, the Texans.
Was that one of the is that in like the
Stanford band?
The kick six Alabama Auburn finish. There's a bunch of Hail Marys, so I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's pretty
crazy.
But
this is one of the craziest finishes ever.
70 yards and two, and having Gronk out there chasing. Yeah. And it's the Dolphins beating the Patriots, yeah, pretty crazy.
And it continues the Patriots' run of
losing in 1-6 now in December. Yeah.
But how about the Texans gagging that away? Because if they don't,
if they win that. They got a bye right now.
Yeah.
The first bye in team history.
So do you want to thank the Dolphins for doing you a favor? Oh,
they still got a shot at it. But the last shot is next week, seeing as how they're going to the Steelers. After that, they got the Bills and Jets at home. So that they, as much as they can suck right now, the Patriots can, they ain't losing to the Bills and Jets at, Jets at home.
So what are your thoughts right now? It was referenced earlier in the show, but the Texans' defensive front really, and they got after luck some. They did get after. They got a couple sacks, but they didn't control the game enough
for the most part, they didn't protect their
cornerback. How many sacks did they end up with? Two? They had some pressures, but Luck is pretty good at stepping up in the pocket and escaping pressure. Right now, they're in a place where they have to get to the quarterback.
Two for 13 yards.
Sacks, yeah. They have to get to the quarterback to give their team
Deshaun,
a chance against
fast. Five sacks for 41 yards. That's just way too much, Deshaun. Way too much. You know, and it just seemed like it's just amazing. It's just amazing. Andrew Luck is just amazing. He is. There's no question. I don't even think that there's anybody else even in the conversation for comeback player
of the year. JJ. Yeah. Somebody, John Eichmann reached out to me on Facebook, said, why aren't people talking about Deshaun Watson for comeback player of the year? I'm like, well, on his own team, you'd probably go with JJ Watt because he missed the better part of 2 years. You know, has come back with double-digit sack season. So it feels like JJ would be more the comeback player of the year than Deshaun Watson would.
I guess.
I mean, as a candidate for the team.
Yeah, because he played 7 games.
Who's that, Deshaun?
Deshaun.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
But it's an easy one. Andrew Luck is the equivalent of JJ, only playing at a higher level and really, man, maybe even had it even worse.
Yep. 759 ESPN 975 713-780-3776.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.